I just want to share one brief word about this text that Amanda read so well. And it may be the shortest sermon I've ever preached, because I want to yield most of my time to Chi. Before Jesus even gets into the prayer, the most important thing that is said in this particular passage is the disciples saying to Jesus, "Lord, teach us how to pray." If we as followers of Jesus can say that often, our prayer lives will deepen and grow. Our faith will get stronger and more vibrant if we can humbly pray, "Lord, teach me to pray." Because inherent in that particular statement is the humility and acknowledgement that the disciples didn't really know about the grandeur and mystery of prayer. One of the ways, one of the millions of ways that we can pray is through our eyes, and to pray with visuals that help lead us closer to God. Chihei is one of the gifted, inspired people of this world who help Christians to pray through their eyes, through what they see. And so it is my great honor to welcome Chi to come and share some words and some reflections. Let us welcome Chi.
Is your mic on?
Yeah. Oh, good morning, everyone. It's my big honor to be here. First, I would like to express my sincere thanks for you to invite me to visit your private kingdom last night. And we had a wonderful time to share friendship with your holy family. Particularly, really interesting talking with your two kids, your angels, very lovely. Thank you. It's my big honor to be here to visit your very, very nice church. This, I remember, is the 50 years anniversary for the church building. Oh, you know, I'm very disappointed because I just published a book talking about Christian art history, published in Beijing this year, March. I also including introducing some contemporary modern churches in the world. If I was here one more year ago, I could took some picture. Yeah, introduce your very contemporary modern Holy Spirit coming here in the church. Oh, that's very lovely. Yeah, so that's a little bit disappointed. I would like to, I know I'm only artist. As an artist, do not speak too much. Yeah, only what I want to say just through my artworks. So just try to share how to, you encourage me how to do the prayer. Yeah, you know, I came from a non-artist family. My father, he was a famous professor teaching mathematics in Nanjing University. He had a dream. Yeah, and he passed away by cancer some years ago. And he had five children. I was the third. He thought maybe only me, a very clever boy many years ago, could continue to take his job to become another famous mathematician, professor. So I still remember after I back home from school, he asked me to do some extra homework due to mathematics. I hate to do too much. Yeah, I want to play outside. But Cultural Revolution was happened. Have you heard Cultural Revolution in China? It started 1966, end of until end of 1970s, yeah, 78, or yeah, over 12 years, long history. And even my father, and he stopped to teach in the university. This university was closed. Every day, every minute, you know, what happened in China, people criticize, revolutionary, you know. Yeah, I guess as a Chinese, we had too much struggle spirit. We had too much, but no peace. Yeah, I will tell you a story about my mother. My mother, she was a history teacher teaching in middle school in the same city, Nanjing. And during Cultural Revolution was happened, and her school was closed. So every day, she had to join very boring political studies. And one afternoon, about almost 6 p.m., but there's still such boring political studies still going on, to study Chairman Mao's new words, to study newspaper. And so, but my mother, she wanted to back home early for cooking for her 5 kids. But the leader leading the political study reveals that my mother went back home early. Yeah, he said, oh, very, very important, the Chairman Mao's new speech, we have to learn, to read. But my mother, he did not like to continue study, so she took her material, political study, newspaper, Chairman Mao's book, she went back home early. But suddenly, there was a little red book falling down the floor. This book, written by great leader Chairman Mao. So the leader said, how dare you are! You threw out Chairman Mao's book. So because of this reason, my mother became counter-revolution. So I still remember every day morning, about 6 a.m., my mother, she had to falling down her knees in front of Chairman Mao's portrait. You know, in the public, everywhere, there should be a Chairman Mao's portrait, let people to worship. So my mother just say, Chairman Mao, please forgive me. Chairman Mao, please forgive me. What I did totally wrong, please forgive me. Then 6 p.m., repeat again. The whole month, then my mother got mental problem. After many years later, my mother had heart disease. It's in 1990s. Then we moved my mother to the local hospital, but the doctor refused to take care of my mother. He said, no, 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 we cannot take your mother. Your mother had very dangerous mental problem, make noisy. So we have a labor hospital across the street. You can, yeah, send your mother to that hospital. So we moved my mother to another hospital. But in another hospital, the doctor still refused. No, 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 we cannot take care of your mother. Your mother had very dangerous heart disease. We are professional only for mental problem. So no hospital could take my mother. The only choice, move my mother back home. Only 1 week, my mother passed away. So even Cultural Revolution gone, past, still many tragedies linked with ordinary Chinese family. It's very, very sad. Yeah, it's hard to talking about Cultural Revolution. Yeah, I will tell you my story. I was a teenage boy. I was studying in a middle school, but I was sent to the countryside, the rural area, to do very hard labor work. But you can imagine, as a teenage boy, I could not do very hard farmer work in the field. As a teenage boy, it's very hard for me. I'm not stronger enough to do. So what things I can do? So if I can do painting, so we can see some, yeah, if I can do painting, to paint Chairman Mao, that will be helpful to just let me avoid such very hard farmer work as a teenage boy. So I started to learn how to do painting. Just want to paint Chairman Mao. And I was lucky because in the city, Nanjing, I had very good labor. He was a famous art professor, the dean of Nanjing Normal University, Fine Art Department. When he was young, he studied art in Paris, very colorful, impressionist style. So I follow him. Yeah, he very friendly, providing the basic training. Yeah, how to use oil painting, a brush, yeah, to sketch. And I did borrow some of his art book back to the field. So when the art magazine, the cover, you can see it's Madonna by Italian Renaissance artist Raphael. This is I did a copy. So in the daytime, I paint Chairman Mao. In the evening, back home, I paint Madonna. Yeah, so peaceful. You can see, yes, Madonna holding baby Jesus. So, yeah, peaceful, very touch my heart. This message, I do think this is the first time I reach Christian faith, Christian images, just by through Raphael's Madonna. So peaceful. Yeah, we are living the world. We need to find peaceful message. But in the church worship Sunday morning, we're shaking hands with people. Peace be with you. So this is the most important message. So for many years right now, I keep doing my artworks. I just want to share peaceful message. Yeah, I can share some my paintings here. Yeah, this is also you can remind Raphael's Madonna, the baby Jesus holding apple. Yeah, he was born in the world. He wanted to redeem people. So sharing peaceful. Yeah, next. Yeah, Jesus coming soon. Yeah, peaceful. Even the world not so peaceful, particularly since September 11. But we need strongly, yeah, peaceful sharing, peaceful message. Keep going. Yeah, Jesus' prayer at Gethsemane Garden. Yeah. Next. Yeah, this is Ark of Noah. I always call this is my Titanic. Yeah, I did this painting in the year of 2005, the summer, and I written back to China, and I got a message from Alabama. There was a Baptist church I came to visit one year ago, 2004 summer. And the pastor told me now Katrina happened. In the summer of 2005, the Katrina happened. Many people lost their houses and staying inside the church. So I did this picture. I call this as my Titanic. You can see the iceberg behind of the boat. So that means the dangerous thing is gone. No, peaceful now. We are sharing peaceful. So I finished my painting. I did bring to Minneapolis to scan and to do my GKD prints. I present the first one, my print, to that church in Alabama. And after 2 more weeks, I got a new message from the pastor. He said, we had a dedication for your artwork. People inside the church, they feel very peaceful. So this is my big project. Just try to do my artworks for sharing peaceful message. Yeah, you know, in China, particularly the economic growing so fast since 20 years, and in big, huge buildings in the big cities, and they need a decoration. I got many times invitation. They invited me to join to do the decoration, and they said, you can become quickly to become rich. But I always refused. I said, life is too short. I can only do one thing that I want. I just want to share peaceful message through my artworks. Thank you. Thank you.